Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to the 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book. Check it out when you get a chance. We're celebrating 16 years of Grace Marie Turner's membership in our Brain Trust. She's an original founding member of the Brain Trust. She's the president of the Galen Institute. Galen.org is her website. She's the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, and she is the world's, as far as I'm concerned, the world's leading expert, and many other people say this, on healthcare public policy. She travels the world talking about free market principles. She and I have been talking about this for 16 years, folks, long before Obamacare was ever thought of. Grace Marie, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for all the work that you, all the great work that you do. If Obamacare were completely repealed in the next 2 years, sometime, it won't be in the next 2 years. It's being dismantled now because it's so dysfunctional. But let's say that the Republicans take over all three houses in 2016, and by 2017, they do away with it. I mean, what would we be left with? Is the marketplace going to be so gutted and so dysfunctional that how could we even start over again?
You can't go back, and I don't even know how it could be completely repealed, because it's like this has caused an earthquake in the health sector, and you're saying, yeah, oh, well, we want to go put the bridges back where they used to be in the roads. Well, yeah, the terrain is in a different place. You can't, yeah, do that. You've got to rebuild anew. And, you know, this is America. We can take advantage of this as an opportunity. And, in fact, we had a conference 2 weeks mm-hmm. ago at the National Press Club, the ballroom of the National Press Club, called Fresh Ideas and a New Vision for Health Reform. And I had 5 members of Congress, Senator Burr, 3 members who are also physicians, and Scalise, Steve Scalise, who's the chairman of the Senate Republican Study Committee, talking about how their various policy ideas and their pieces of legislation, because all of them have legislation they're advancing to move us forward in health reform. And they all agree on common principles and ideas. And I had 10 people from the policy community on the stage to talk about how we put their vision and ideas into practice with policy.
And these are all Republicans, though, right?
They're all Republicans, but yep, I think we get some Democrats to support us.
Right.
I mean, I couldn't really have Democrats, because they'd be saying, oh, well, Obamacare's not all that bad, and what a waste mm-hmm. of time that is.
Right. Of course. Because they'd have to be, exactly. So what do you think that was the end result? Was there one coherent approach to resolving this that came out of your day?
The coherent approach, the key to this is defined contribution. Whether or not you're talking about employer insurance, Medicare, Medicaid, we need to get the money to the consumer so that they can make choices in a truly competitive market that is responding to them and what kind of coverage they want.
So you're talking about the government's providing subsidies to the people who need it based on their economic situation?
Absolutely. So that whether you're on Medicare, you should be able to have a choice of Medicare Advantage plans mm-hmm. and not have those be gutted mm-hmm. as Obamacare is doing. On Medicaid, you shouldn't be constrained to this ghetto of a program
right.
that pays doctors so little that you can't find a physician to see you. Let them have the people on Medicaid have the dignity of private
insurance.
But aren't we,
Grace Marie, aren't we going to, if we could snap our fingers and do what you just said, are there even products available out there right now, or will they be in 2 years? Will the insurance companies have products available for people to buy by then?
You bet. Because, it's going to take longer than that to get the legislation, but as soon as they see that we're actually now going to have to please the consumer instead of follow all these federal dictates and jump through all these regulatory hoops.
Right.
What does the consumer want? We'll figure out how to create a problem. When they introduced health savings accounts, that legislation passed on the 2nd of November. The first policy was sold on January 1st, less than 2 months later.
And was wildly successful.
Yes. Still successful.
Exactly. I hope that we can get whatever you guys came up with in your conference. I hope we can be moving in that direction. Grace Marie, thanks for the leadership. Thank you for all your time over the last 16 years. We appreciate it very much.
And thank you for all you do, Jim. Pleasure.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, the president of the Galen Institute, GALEN.org. Check it out. Support the work that they're doing. It's very important. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.